أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأتموا الحج والعمرة لله، فإن أحصرتم فما استيسر من الهدي، ولا تحلقوا رؤوسكم حتى يبلغ الهدي محلة، فمن كان منكم مريضا أو به أذى من رأسه ففدية من صيام أو صدقة أو نسك. فإذا أمنتم فمن تمتع بالعمرة إلى الحج فما استيسر من الهدي، فمن لم يجد فصيام ثلاثة أيام في الحج وسبعة إذا رجعتم، تلك عشرة كاملة، ذلك لمن لم يكن أهله حاضر المسجد الحرام، واتقوا الله، ذلك لمن لم يكن أهله حاضر المسجد الحرام، واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب. وأتموا الحج والعمرة لله، فإن أحصرتم فما استيسر من الهدي، ولا تحلقوا رؤوسكم حتى يبلغ الهدي محلة، فمن كان منكم مريضا أو به أذى من رأسه ففدية من صيام أو صدقة أو نسك. فإذا أمنتم فمن تمتع بالعمرة إلى الحج فما استيسر من الهدي، فمن لم يجد فصيام ثلاثة أيام في الحج وسبعة إذا رجعتم، تلك عشرة كاملة، ذلك لمن لم يكن أهله حاضر المسجد الحرام، واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار After that, inshallah, we are going to proceed with our exegesis and the explanations for how to pronounce the words of the glorious Quran, its qualifications, knowing the specific moral rulings behind the verses, the interpretational meanings which affect the text of its sentences, its formation, and its sequences. If you could recall, we are still on verse 196 of the second chapter, Surah Al-Baqarah, where the verse is discussing on the matters of pilgrimage, on the matters of Al-Hajj wal-Umrah. Yesterday we dipped into the grammatical analysis and some grammatical diagnosis to the verse, where due to the time constraint we were not able to accomplish our discussion regarding the grammatical point of view included in the verse. The sentence that we stopped at is فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَصِيَامُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ. You know what mentioned about ransom? A ransom that one has to give, has to offer when he or she makes one of the manasik. If you omitted one of the manasik, or you missed one among the procession of the heads, then you must offer a ransom which will compensate that procession that you missed. So God mentioned, like in the condition of a person that has illness or ailment, and the ransom would be in three forms: either fasting, or giving out charity, or a sacrifice. So, whatever is peaceful to the person, to the pilgrim. So, forby God mentioned about the procedure on how to make the fasting as the answer. If you want to reimburse what you missed from the manasik, from the procession, then you can just perform the fasting. So what the Almighty has specified, you can perform 3 days fasting at the time of the pilgrimage, and 7 days when you get back to your home, when you get back to your place, when you get back to your nation. Jesus is showing an ease in the matter. And God specifies that that is to the person that his families are not present in the heaven, are not present in the sanctuary. Suppose, for example, if your families are in Mecca, within the heaven, for example, or you came together with all your families to perform the pilgrimage. So in that case, you just have to accomplish the ten days fasting. For if you left your families at home on different places, you need to just perform 3 days fasting within the sanctuary during your time of Hajj. And the remaining 7 days, when you reach your home at your peaceful time. So God mentioned tilka asharatun kamila. That is 10 completely. So before going to that discussion, God mentioned about the fidya, or charity, or sacrifice. And also mention about the protocols of the pilgrimage. You can do it in one of the 2 months, or you can say even 3 months. There is at-tamattu, doing Umrah and Hajj at the same time. And there is Iran. Doing it separately. So it is one of the two procedures. To do the Umrah first and wait for the time of Hajj, to the Ashr al-Ula min Zilhijjah, to perform the Hajj. And that is the tamattu. Or to perform Hajj separately only. Or for the person that wish just to perform Umrah, or for the person that will come lately, that would arrive lately, so such person would perform the pilgrimage. And later on, if the person has an interest to commit to the Umrah, to perform the Umrah, then the person can do the Umrah. As I clearly mentioned, that the Umrah is applicable any time within a year. But as for the Hajj, it is one chance. If you miss that chance in a year, then you have to wait till another year. And you should know it is only one pilgrimage, that is a mandate for you as a mu'min. If you have the chance, if you have the istighfar, you have the means. So at least you should perform one pilgrimage. And if you don't have the means, you can opt for umrah. In terms of reward, al-hajj and umrah, they are of equivalent. Based on the time that the person offers. Do the procession deepest. For the Hajj, you know, you have to do the Ihram. Likewise in the Umrah. Umrah requires only three manasik. Ihram, At-Tawaf, and As-Sa'i bayn As-Safa wal Marwa. And finally, a person may shave his head. These are the just procession of Umrah. Whenever you arrive to the sanctuary, to the Haram, maybe you went for a business trip or tourism or anything, as far as you arrive to the Haram, or you purchase a ticket for the Umrah intentionally, when you arrive to the Haram, you just need to perform the ritual bath, take your pre-comin, that is the Ihram for the Umrah. So when you are committed to the intention, you know, in your mind, the words of the intention, up to say لبيك عمرة اللهم يسر حالي. This has came from an authentic narration, authentic hadith. So likewise the slogans of Hajj and the Umrah are quite the same. لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. All the slogans are quite the same. So when you finish the Ihram or the Umrah, you just have to do your tawaf. Yesterday I mentioned about the procedure of the tawaf. It is sab'atu ashwar. Sab'aram. Start from the rukun al-hajar al-aswad. And the Kaaba will be at your left side. So when you go for the first round, when you arrive to the hajar al-aswad again, that is one round. So this is how you will do the tawaf. You would say common blood from the Hajar, Rukun al-Hajar al-Aswad, Rukun al-Yamani, Rukun al-Shafi, Rukun al-Iraqi, down to the Hajar al-Aswad again. That is one, so up to 7 times. After the Tawa, then you have to do the As-Sa'i between As-Safa wal Marwa. So the round of As-Sa'i bayn As-Safa wal Marwa deepest with the round of At-Tawaf. From Mount Safa to Mount Marwa. When you begin from Mount Safa down to Mount Marwa, that is one round. And when you are coming back from Mount Marwa to Mount Safa, that is another round, that is two. So this is how you would calculate. In terms of As-Sa'i bayn As-Safa wal Marwa. For if a person has an illness, like the woman, when she's in her menses, she can delay the tawaf, she can go ahead to As-Sa'i between Safa and Marwa. And she accomplished her menses when she can proceed further with the At-Tawar. I saw it happen to Aisha radiallahu anha, the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam. He commended to her that she is to delay. She is to delay the circumambulation, the Tawaf. So after her completion on the manasik, she consulted the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She consulted the Rasul on her condition. She missed Tawaf. As he recommended to her to avoid the thought. So he called her brother, Abdurrahman. And he said to him, you should tell her, you should accompany her out of the harem. And then you should be entered into the harem. So she would arrive like a new pilgrim. So as for her to perform the tawab that she needs. So this is the reimbursement. Allahumma musta'an. So for other processions that a person missed due to illness, due to sickness, or due to a kind of clinical procedure, medical procedure, like a surgical operation, a person missed a manasik, so that would be compensated. You know, the days of Hajj are calculated. The days of Hajj are calculated. The distance from the first day of Zilhijjah to the last days of Ayyam al-Tashriq, so say to the 9th day, because the more a person witnessed Arafah is considered as a pilgrim, a person that performed the Hajj. Whatsoever he missed, that would be compensated besides the Arafah. Even if a person missed the Tawaf al-Qudu or Tawaf al-Ifadah, that can be compensated. So the point of the discussion, there are some differences with regards to Umrah and Al-Hajj. The Umrah consists basically 3 manasik or 3 processions. But the steps are around 4 or 5. When you get to the haram, you take the ihram. That is the first step. The second step, to do the tawaf. After the tawaf, after making the tawaf, then as-sa'i bayna as-safa wal marwa. The third one. And after the as-sa'i bayna as-safa wal marwa, you can shave your head, meaning your head. There are barbs. Babin Saloon, which you would shave your head. So all these are traced back to the evidences from Revelation. One of the evidences, key evidence, is this particular verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 196. With regards to the procession, it is something that originates since the time of Prophet Abraham, Prophet Ibrahim, time of Prophet Ishmael. And the Sa'i bayna as-Safa wal Marwa is something that originates since we do the procession of Hagar, that is Hajar, the mother of Ishmael. When she was searching for water, she kept moving to and fro from Mount Safa and Mount Marwa. You know that historical reference. So that was Omaha. As for the Manasseh Hajj, for the procession of Hajj, first of all, you need to take the Ihram. You have to make the Tawaf, which is considered as Tawaful Qudum. In terms of Hajj, you have to make three circumambulations in different times. After making the Ihram, the first thing that you have to do is to make the Tawaf. The more you arrive to the Haram, the moment you arrive to the Haram, you are to make the Tawaf. That is considered as Tawaful Qudum. Then you should proceed further to As-Sa'i Bain As-Safa Wal-Marwa. That is As-Sa'i. After you accomplish the As-Sa'i Bain As-Safa Wal-Marwa, then you proceed further to Mina. When you arrive at Mina, after that, there is another procession. After arriving at Mina, that is on the 9th day, Arafah. Have you got it? So after the Arafah, and that's the reason why you would see even on fifth of Zilhijjah, still the pilgrims will be accepted. The Hajj Commission are considering those issues. Still, there would be some pilgrims that they would arrive even to the 50, because still a person would have a chance to take the Ihram, to make the Tawaf, make the Sa'i Bain As-Safa Wal-Marwa, also to arrive at Mina before the 9th day of Zilhijjah, because the 9th day is the day of Arafah. So before the 9th day, a person should be at Mina after completion on those processions. So after the Arafah, the pilgrims would move to Muzdalifah. They will not sleep at Arafah. They would move on the evening of Arafah to Muzdalifah. Their hospitality would be at Muzdalifah, where some may be committing a mistake, because you need to stay at Arafah until the sunset. So if you leave Arafah before the sunset, you have bequeathed from the Sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have to leave Arafah after the sunset. So after the sunset, you would travel down to, you would travel to Muzdalifah. On your way to Muzdalifah, when you arrive to Muzdalifah, the prayers of Maghrib and that of Isha would be in a form of joy, in a form of al-jam'u. You are not to pray Maghrib on the window until you arrive to Muzdalifah. That's how the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam has done together with his companions. So after the night of Muzdalifah, then the next procession would be the Jamrat al-Aqaba. From you, Jamrat al-Aqaba, stalling, which normally people call it devil stalling. So after the Jamrat al-Aqaba, from you, Jamrat al-Aqaba, the next procession is Al-Hadi, which is clearly mentioned in this verse 196 That is sacrifice. You are not to shave your head until after the sacrifice. Hatta yablugh al-hadyu mahillah. So after the sacrifice, then you have to move to the barbers, to the barb inside. You can also see the economy within. Besides the money you spend in the tour, the transportation expenses. Besides finding the stone for the Rabi al-Aqba, even in terms of Muzdalifah, there will be hospitality. Hospital management is included. All that transport, you know, it requires spending. Also the sacrifice. This is going back to the farmers who raise the animals for the sacrifice. Or the cattle, or the cattle for the sacrifice. Allahumma, yesterday we mentioned about some point with regards to animals. It's only in terms of devotion that you are having a mandate to slaughter an animal. But unnecessary butchering of animals, you know, most especially in this our century, will not be considered because there are so much alternatives. If your reason is just to consume from animals for the sake of nutrients, you are eating meat for the sake of protein, as a protein source, for example. There are other alternatives from the plants. There are all the other proteinous sources from the plants, like mushroom, for example, broccoli. All these are alternative to meat, for example. Even avocados serve as a source for protein. So many alternatives, so many plant sources. So the only valid reason would be of religion or devotion, for example. And even in these our years, there are so much development in terms of meat production. There is artificial meat that has been produced in the companies, which the sources are from plant sources and other sources. Synthetic meat, you know, and it's very healthy. No need of you going to the butchery shops, for example, to purchase. You can just opt for the synthetic one. It's so hygienic and healthy. And also you have some alternative. There are sidings, common sidings in terms of fish, the canned meat, for example, and also like tuna, you know, tuna. Canned meat, for example. The benefit in using the canned meat is that it reduces the carbon footprint, the carbon emission in terms of processing the meat, to cook the meat, you see? So it reduces that. That's the benefit. But better if you would opt for the synthetic meat. You know, it is been stored, for example, or preserved with a kind of serum. The serum is also synthetic. For there is no problem with the alternative. Better if you take the alternative. There are economic benefits. Going back to the discussion, there are so much economic benefit to communities in terms of health. The tour companies would benefit. Transportation and companies would benefit from the issue of pilgrimage. The hotels, because it requires hospitality, accommodations. You see? And millions of people are performing that ibadah. Also, even the hasa that you would do the Jamaratul Aqaba, the rock fragment, there would be a financial factor with it, a kind of economic benefit also in that. Then going to the issue of sacrifice, the animal that would be raised in the, or that would be like the farmers who raise the animals would also get benefit, because the animals would be purchased, the cattle would be purchased from farmers. So there is also economic benefit in that. And likewise, after making the hadith, you are to proceed to the sharing. This is going back to the barbing salons, the barbers. So it is also an economic benefit in that. So after the al-halku or al-ihlaq, shaving the heads, then the next would be tawaf al-ifadah. فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُمْ مِنْ أَرْفَاتٍ. From that statement, ifadah is going, is dry. So you are to go back to the haram and make the tawaf al-ifadah. Also, several rounds of the tawaf, circumambulating the Kaaba. Several rounds, and then after that, you can also do the ramli, do the story in the ayyam al-tashriq. 11, 12, 13 days. On these days, you have to do the ramli. Story, which is considered as Rami Shaytan, the Badawiyin, like the Arab. It is to call it Rami Shaytan. Allah Musta'an, that is the story on the Ayyam al-Tashri. So finally and finally, when you do the Rami on the Ayyam al-Tashri, then you will do the tawaf wida. Tawaf wida. Tawaf wida. Tawaf wida. The farewell circumambulation. Yeah. Given farewell to the haram. So before leaving the haram, the last procession that you are required to do is the tawaf al-wida. So when you do the tawaf al-wida, you can have chance to go for some visitation. Some of the places, historical places also, you can make visit to that land, listen to the Medina and sajda. But the moment you make the tawaf al-ifadah, your hajj is already completed. during the wrong of the Ayyam al-Tashriq, all these are mislines, but are included. Up to that, Tawaf al-Wida. So when you do the Tawaf al-Wida, your Hajj is completed. Without wasting much of the time, these are just some clarification regarding the differences between Al-Hajj wal-Umrah. Going back to the sentence that we are analyzing grammatically, when God mentioned, وَمَنْ تَمَتَّعَ بِالْأُمْرَةِ إِلَى الْحَجِّ فَمَا اسْتَيْسَرَ مِنَ الْحَجِّ فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ. Whoever that does not get the sacrifice, فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ. For the one that does not, that doesn't get. Lam yajid, already mentioned in the previous session, lam is harfu nafi. It's objectional alphabet. That is alphabet of objection. In the court we used to say objection, my lord. So does not, doesn't, is utilized to object a statement. I doesn't go with this opinion. It doesn't make sense. It does not go like this. So grammatically, in the ilm al-nahw, we consider lam as harf nafi. We also consider it as harf taqlid. And also we consider it as حرف جزم, a definite. The more you use does not or doesn't, you are totally defining a point. So meaning when the situation becomes like that, but the person did not get the hadith. Yajid is fi'l mudari. Definitive present tense. Definitive present continuous tense. The reason why it has jazma is because of the lam. فعل مضارع مجزوم علامة جزمه وعلامة جزمه السكون وعلامة جزمه السكون The reason why it has that سكون, it carries the سكون is because of لم and likewise if لام لا يجد it must take the سكون. So all these articles, all this alphabet influences the formation of sentences. So this lam yajid, this clause, this statement, and al-ijaz is the conditional tense. So it should be having a subject, and the subject is within lam yajid, doesn't get, does not got the sacrifice. So there must be a subject. Where's the subject in that phrase? The subject is a pronoun, which is going back to man, wu. For whoever doesn't got down sacrifice. So the one that does not get the sacrifice, that doesn't got the sacrifice. The pronoun of the person is the subject. The subject in the sentence. Due to the coming of man. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ. So man, whoever, the one that defined the subject. And that's the reason why there is no need of mentioning the subject. It has to be obscure. And that's the reason why God obscured the fa'il, obscured the subject, obscured the pronoun. Because man has done the job. The job is done by man. So no need of coming with or searching for a pronoun to serve as a subject in the sentence. And likewise the object in that sentence is also clear, is also erased. Because the sentence became a complete one. It gives sense. It made complete sense. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ. So no need of even mentioning the object. أي بمعنى فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدِ الْحَدِيدِ. That's how it's supposed to be, for example. But the sentence gives sense, so there is no need of repeating the al-hadiyu. When a repetition is required, God does repeat the object. You know, God mentioned al-hadiyu, al-hadiyu, similarly in the ayah. فمستيسرة من الهدي. One mention الهدي. So to avoid repetition, due to the eloquency of God, He decided to formulate the sentence in that way. Using حرف نفي, حرف جزم, in a form of conditional statement. In order to shorten the discussion and to give sense, and it makes sense. أبمعنى فمن لم يجد ما استيسر من الحل. Have you got it? So فصيام ثلاثة أيام. فصيام that فاون that كام is فأرابطة بجواب الشرط. فأو رابط is compounding an answer to that condition. That's the function of the فأو here. صيام, so fasting. Fasting that is mentioned here is considered as the subject, which has no any object. For the object is there, but it is erased. So this sentence is in the position of a definite, which defines an answer to that condition. If that condition occurs, where a person does not got the hadith. So what he has to do is just to do the fasting. If you don't have the hadith, do the fasting. To define the situation clearly. To define the, to give an absolute answer to the condition. produce how that power compound the sentence. Salasati ayyam. Kamu nak melihat kesiam salasati ayyam. Salasati ayyam. Is that attachment in the sentence? So when it is a compound sentence, then it requires so much amalgamation, so much attachment. So salasa ayyami is an attachment, 3 days fasting. So even if God said that, فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَصِيَامُ فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَصِيَامُ Whoever that doesn't God, then fasting. The information is delivered. But what's the purpose? How can we understand that it delivers? Or it delivers? It's because what is required is the answer to that condition. And the answer is given, fasting. So, even if God did not mention Salasati Ayyam, you would get the explanation for that from the Ahadith. You get it? You would get from the intellectual that this is how you would do the fasting. So to show the jahl, God clearly mentioned Salasati Ayyam in the form of Mudaful Ilay, because that was a compound sentence. ثلاثة أيام في الحج في إسحرف جمع إنه إلى وأنا وأنا وفي واللام والباء فأول إسحرف جمع so it is making it makes the sentence to be or this phrase to be الجار والمجرور a compliment and complementation which are related to an erased condition meaning Definitely, there must be a condition that was earlier mentioned. Before mentioning the Hajj. So, in the time of Hajj, there would be some other conditions. How do you get it? So, Sab'atun Iza Raja'atun. This is a conjunction. The word is conjunction. And seven. Is conjunction to Thalasa. Thalasati Ayyam, 3 days. So, to additionally, Wasab'atin Iza Raja'atun. It is conditional phrase. Iza Raja'atun. Iza whenever is an adverb. Whenever you return, it's an adjunct. When you consider as zarful lima istaqbal min al-zaman. What is expected from the time? What will happen in the future? Whenever you return, iza raja'tu. So also this phrase is in the position of complement. Due to what? Due to the compound sentence that was earlier stated. So إذا رجعتم إذا is ظرف زمان. You know how the adverbials are classified. Have you get it? So tilka asharatun kamila. Tilka has a function. Tilka That is Hawful Ishara, or we say Ismul Ishara. It's an indicator, a directive. It's a noun, a directive noun. And can also function in a form of possessive noun, based on how it is viewed in a sentence. So tilka is ismul ishara. This is how we know. Like dhalika, haulai, hunaka, tilka. That is. And it's considered as the subject in the place. Tilka asharatun kamila. This is the subject in this clause, this particular clause. Tilka asharatun kamila. That is 10 completely. So a mubtada must have a khabar. A subject must have an object. So ashara that is mentioned is the object of tilka. So tilka is the mubtada. Tilkuma shajara. Tilka asharatun kamila. And that's why it has to be recited as asharatun kamila instead of asharatin kamila or asharatan kamila, because it is khabar al-mubtada, and the mubtada is tilka. B, خبر مبتدا مرفوع وعلامة رفعه الضمة الظاهرة على آخره. ذلك لمن لم يقل. ذلك is also اسم الإشارة, also in the function of a subject in another clause. لمن لم يقل أهله. لمن لم يقل. There is لام and there is من. لمن لم يقل. To the one. لم يقل. That he wasn't. To the one that لم يقل أهله. His families were not. To the one we're not. So let us see. ذلك لمن لم يكن أهله هذا المسجد الحرام. This is a sentence that began with حرف نفي. Objection article for objection. لمن لم يكن. Lam, that is awkward. Lam yakun. We're not. Okay? So, liman lam yakun. That lam is harfu jamb. Nuwa ila wa anu ala wa fi wa lami wa ba. That lam is harfu jamb. As you know. How about man? To the one. The one. It is ismu mawsul. Ismu mawsul. And in the position of complement, due to the attachment of lam. So they are complement to unconditional object. There must be an erase. Object. What's the object? That is ashara. That is ashara. That is the first thing that you would have to do when you miss the pronunciation. So, ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ لَمْ يَقُلْ. But that is to the one meaning that situation, that reimbursement is only to the one. So you get it? So that's the reason why the miyakul is in the form of al-jabu al-madru. Complement and complementation. Ahlu. Ahlu is the ismu dam, the noun. Is the noun in the sentence? His family is the noun. So we would say ismu dam. But I like to call it Bangfu. That's how it is. How we get it. And that's the reason why it can be also recite as لمن لم يكن أهله. لمن لم يكن أهله. That is in the aspect of إراءة. It has influence in that also. So, but grammatically, this kind of statement has no any standard position, because it is in the form of or it is a statement that contains a possessive noun. So a statement that is built with potential possessive noun, it will not give sense unless, it will not give complete sense unless if it is attached with an earlier or later sentences. So suppose you mention ذلك لمن لم يكن أهله حاضر المسجد الحرام. We do the elongation of the sentence. It is a praise, because it does not fulfill all the information. That is to the one that his families were not in the sanctuary mosque. So al-masjid, al-masjid al-haram. Hadirin masjid al-haram. Liman lam yakun, liman lam yakun, lam yakun. As I did not mention, lam yakun, lam, you know, harfu, nafi. Yakun, isfi'lu, mudari, yakun. It's been mudari, but a defective one. You know, we have filu, madi na'is. Kana is filu madi na'is. Kana yakunu kawna. Kana yakunu kun. Kana yakunu kun. Kana yakunu kun. It was. It is become and be. So all these are tenses, but defective. Defective, because they oppose the marks of normal tenses. Yakun, it is becoming. Becoming, it is present continuous tense, but a defective one. And the reason why it has jazma, yakun, it doesn't have rufa, is due to the arrival of harfu nafi lam and harfu jazm. So grammatically you can use does not, doesn't to object a statement, even if it is a conditional one. And most especially if you know the figure of speech. If you know the figure of speech and you are perfect to use harf nafi and the harf jazm, then that would benefit you mostly in philosophy. Allahumma musta'an. This is not the point of our discussion. Ahluhu, I already mentioned it. It is ismu lam. Hadir al-masjid al-haram. Hadir al-masjid al-haram are not phrasing. Hadir. Hadir al-masjid al-haram. One qira'at. Hadir al-masjid al-haram. It is the object of that defective tense. Object in the sentence. That is qabr yakun. How about al-masjid? Al-masjid is a noun. The mosque. The mosque. M-O-S-Q-U-E. Not M-U-S-K. How do you get it? So the mosque is mudafun ilayh. It is just an attachment. So even if an attachment, but mudafun ilayh is not mentioned, it can also give sense. Suppose God mentioned ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ أَهْلُهُ حَادِرِ الْحَرَمِ. حَادِرِ الْحَرَمِ. You see, it accomplished the desired aspiration. So al-haram would be an adjective to the previous noun. Al-Masjid al-Haram. Al-Masjid al-Haram. It is sifa. That is an adjective to the noun. The noun is al-Masjid, which is in the form of mudafun ilayh. Wattaqu Allah. The wawun that kaf. That wawun and fear God is wawun. Wawu al-isti'lafiyya is for preceding. Wattaqu Allah. Also fear God. So in whatsoever you will do, performing the processions of reimbursement or giving offering the ransom, fear God. Also you should fear God. You know it is a public place, for example. There are other humans. So, whatever you would do in that particular place, in the haram, also fear God. Fear God. Besides what you would dedicate your time doing of the ibadat, of the devotions, also fear God. Whatsoever you are opting for. This is one of the important infants in the ayah. So wattaqu Allah, that one is isti'lafiyya for precedes. Wattaqu and fear. Wattaqu ittaqu fear. It's a tenfold command. It's speed to Amri. Which is built upon and erase noon. Because it has to be like, it should be وَاتَّقْنَ اللَّهِ يَا عِبَادِي فَاتَّقُونَ. So it is processed in order to create a subject within short speech. That's why God make it as وَاتَّقُونَ. That one is the subject, is the فَائِل. So we regard in the Ilm al-Iraq this kind of sentence as Fi'lu amrin mabniun ala hazafin nun. Allah is lafzul jalala wa ta'ullah, which is in the position of object. Usually in grammar we would say Allah maf'ul bih. Well, it is not accepted theologically. It's an aqidah. You cannot just say Allah is maf'ul bih. It's an object. It's not accepted. Otherwise, you would have some issues with the ulama of aqidah and tawheed. You know, you would have a ding-dong with some ulama of aqidah. If you say Allah is maf'ul bih, is not accepted theologically. Theologically, it's not accepted to say Allah is maf'ul bih. But suppose if another noun is that which is mentioned there, then grammatically it is maf'ul bih. It is an object. Allah musta'an. So what is required here? Referencing to theology, you would say Allah ismul jalal without mentioning maf'ul bih. But if you mention maf'ul bih, there is no problem. If you clearly define that it is lafzul jalal, have you got it? But if you keep mute without mentioning Allah lafzul jalal maf'ul bih, if you did not mention Allah lafzul jalal, you just say Allah maf'ul bih, this is not accepted theologically. Wa'alam, and do know, and you should know, and that come is conjunction. That wa'ud is conjunction. He's indicating that this is a conjunctional close, a conjunctional close, and you should know, wa'alam, and you should know. So this is a conjunction. This is a compound. It is indicating that it is a compound sentence. The information is since from ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ أَهْلُهُ هَذِهِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. Meaning the information is together. So it is a compound sentence. And the waun is also a fa'il, and you should know. You is the subject in that clause, which is from a compound sentence. Anna Allah. Anna is part of the associate of inna. Inna wa anna wa ka anna wa lakinna wa layta wa la'anna. Tadukhulu ala al-mubtada'i wa al-khabr. This is from the basics of ilm al-nahw. Very, surely, could be, might be, beside me, all this function in a subject, an object, in a sentence. Also, أن إسحاق نصب وتوكيد is a way, is an alphabet that apply fatha, nasba, to Enam, and also is being used for the affirming, for affirmation. So here you would say Anna حرف نصب وتوكيد. الله لفظ الجلالة. But it's in the position of noun. So you would say if it is another noun that is been mentioned besides Allah, then you would say اسم أنا. إن المستضعفين. المستضعفين اسم إن منصوبا. So he أن الله أن حرف نصب وتوكيد. الله اسم أن منصوبا. But theologically you would say الله لفظ الجلالة أو اسم الجلالة. شديد العقاب is the object of anna. Surely must have an object and subject, and the subject will be either the noun that is they mentioned. So shadid al-iqab is the subject of anna. Sivain, the punishment. So this Shadid al-Iqab, Shadid al-Iqab, Shadid al-Iqab is a kind of phrase that is used in order to block the sentence, to make it short, to shorten, to close the chapter. And this apply in several verses. Shadid al-Mihad. What is Surah Al-Ra'd? You will see such kind of examples. Due to the time constraint, I think we are to stop here and proceed with the exegesis in the upcoming session. But we can take a review in some of the terminologies, some of the expressions made in the verse. Like one of the astonishing statements that showcases the eloquency in the sentences is the mentioning of the وَلَمْ يَجِدْ فَصِيَامُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ فِي الْحَجِّ وَسَبْعَةٍ إِذَا رَجَعْتُمْ تِلْكَ عَشْرَةٌ كَامِلَةٌ. That is 10 completely. That is 10 in full. After God mentioning such calculation, 3 plus 7 is 10. Everyone knows 3 plus 7. Everyone knows it's 10. But God confirm it. Tilka asharatun kamila. That is 10 in full. So do not think, do not miscalculate for what God mentioned. Don't do the miscalculation. 3 plus 7 is 10. God said, Tilka asharatun kamila. That is 10 completely. That is 10 in full, kamila, fully. That is 10 fully. So maybe God might be aware that some people may do some miscalculations. Wallahu musta'an. So God mentioned tilka asharatun kamila. Since that you are not the one that you started the calculation, let God give you the answer. It's equals to 10. How we get it? So in terms of eloquence, this is very critical. This is very critical. calculation is static, and the answer to it is static. In an affirmation or confirmatory statement So sometimes the reputation in terms of speeches is very important. And you can see such kind of modes in different stanzas, different poetry, you would see. This is just to give more clarity. To give more clarity on the information. You know, someone can say 1 plus 1 plus 1 and may end up giving you a different answer to that calculation. So that's the reason why God, ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ أَهْلُهُ حَدِيرِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَصِيَامُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ وَسَبْعَةٍ إِذَا رَجَعْتُ. Whoever that فَصِيَامُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ, fasting for 3 days, وَسَبْعَةٍ إِذَا رَجَعْتُ, and 7 if you return. 3 plus 7, 10. So even if God did not mention تِلْكَ عَشَرَةٌ كَامِلَةٌ, that is 10 fully. Show the emphasis. Look at the emphasis. تِلْكَ عَشَرَةٌ كَامِلَةٌ, that is 10 fully, completely. So there is hikmah. It is a statement of balagha. There is hikmah. Is indicating how what the Almighty knows about humans in terms of calculation. So you must know the arithmetic, must know the mathematics. Don't miss numbers. Don't misrepresent numbers. I don't want to talk broadly in this matter of balagha, but you can see different examples. Like the saying of Abu Tamar, it is within the day of fasting. Some of us are fasting, but that poetry of Abu Tamar. Oh, poem of Abu Tamam. You know who is Abu Tamam? The one with the popular poem, Al-Sayfu Asdaqu Anba' al-Min al-Kutub Fi Haddihi al-Haddu Ghayn al-Lahm wal-La'ib. What's that poem I used to transform it into? Al-Kutub Asdaqu Anba' al-Min al-Sayf في رسمه الحد بين الجهل والعلم. في رسمه الحد بين العلم والجهل. This is how I used to transform the poem of Abu Tamam. He says, السيف أصدق أنباء من الكتب في حده الحد بين اللهو واللعب. He's truthful on his ways, but according to my own understanding, with due my experiences within our time, in this our century, this is how I transform the stanzas of Abu Tamam. Instead of As-Sayfu Asdaqu Anba'an Min Al-Kutubi Fi Haddihi Al-Haddu Ghayn Al-Lahwi Wal-La'ib, I used to transform that stanza into Al-Kutubu Asdaqu Anba'an Min Al-Sayfi في رسمه الحد بين العلم والجهل, بين العلم والجهل. So he was having another poem which he mentioned. That poem is related to our kind of discussion, the repetition, which shows eloquency in that. He says, نهود بثقل العبء مطلع به وإن عظمت فيه الخطوب وجللت. نهود بثقل الأبرع مطلع به وإن عظمت فيه الخطوب وجللت. This is a meaningful sense, friend, but be careful. Make sure you read this poem within people of understanding. Because this kind of poem can be translated in two different modes. You know what is النهد. This is something that has to do with homophones. النهد. النهد is upliftment. And also can be referred to a breast. Hope you get it. So if you take النهد as breast, then the sentence would give different meaning. نهود بثقل العبر مطلع به. And most especially his final stanza, which says that وإن عظمت فيه القطوب وجللت. So but النهود that he meant, because so many لغويين, so many students of Adam, they used to hold that stanza of Abu Tamar to make a joke with it. نهود بثقل العبر مطلع به وإن عظمت فيه القطوب وجللت. Let us take it as upliftment in the normal meaning. نهود upliftment بثقل العبر. We do the heavy of weight. مطلع به. هم فضاوة وإن عظمت فيه الخطوب وجللت. Even though matters were great with that, matters with regards to that are broad, are so broad, are so great, broad in gnadi, are so great in that. So this kind of stanza can be also applied to an incident. نهود بثقل محل الشاهد نهود بثقل العبر بثقل العبر that he mentioned. الثقل and العبر synonymous. Heavy and weight. What's the difference? Heavy and mass. Mass means heavy of something. Weight means heavy or mass. So similar scenario got used in that ayah. ثلاثة أيام وسبعة إذا رجعت تلك عشرة كاملة. Also there was one poem of Abu al-Bahtari. That was a long poem. He was making a long poem. So he mentioned in some of his stanzas, in that poem he mentioned ويوم تثنت للوداء وسلمت بعينين موصول بلحظهما السحر توحمتها ألوى بأجفانها الكرى كرى النوم أو مالت يا طافها الكمر. This stanza requires no translation. These are from love poetry. is from love poetry of Abu al-Buhtari, not Abu al-Buhtari, Buhtari. It is Abu al-Buhtari and then it's Buhtari. In his love poem, he mentioned distances, which also indicates an eloquence similar to the way the Almighty used in that fatla in this verse. For example, the point of the discussion, he said, ويوم تثنت للوداع وسلمت بعينين موصود بلحظهما الصحب. ويوم تثنت, and the day that she inclined, the day that she arrived, للوداع, for giving care. You know, if your wife or your girlfriend is coming for a farewell, maybe she is going to travel, with you the love you have or the love you had, you know, it is a great situation. So he was describing the situation. He said, وَيَوْمُ تَثَنَّتْ لِلْوَدَاعِ وَسَلَّمَتْ بِعَيْنَيْنِ مَوْصُولٌ لِلَحْزِهِمَ السَّحَرَ. And the day that she arrived for a farewell, وَسَلَّمَتْ بِعَيْنَيْنِ, and she greeted with her both eyes, مَوْصُولٌ بِلَحْزِهِمَ السَّحَرَ, which approaches in their blinking. There is a magic. On the day of a farewell, she arrived with her magical blinking eyes. You know how the love was asked. He would be saying, you are the sugar of my tea. You are the honey of my meat. You are the blood of my circulatory system. You are my right auditory. You are my ventricle. You are my liver. You are my neurons. So it's such kind of, let me not waste your time with this kind of issues. So such words you could see from the poets also. So he was describing what has happened during the affair. And the most important stanza is that which he said, توهمتها أنوى بأجفانها الكرى كرى النوم أو مالك بأطرافها الكمى. الكرى and النوم synonymous. So what's the purpose of repetition? It's just to give more emphasis on that. I don't want to dissect this poem in detail, otherwise there will be a problem. Allah must add. I don't want to motivate the lovers. Maybe if we have chance tomorrow, we can proceed from this discussion. So I think we are going to stop here. Whatsoever we discuss, we ask God the Almighty to be with us in it. And whatsoever that interface of any erotic statement, we ask God the Almighty to erase that from our deeds. وَأَكِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَسُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. La 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 la.
ومدى مدى رحمة من